Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode is an LSU football update. That's right, we'll talk some Tigers football. Hey, if you're heading to the game, high school, LSU, having people over to the house, Tremonti's Meat and Seafood can take care of all of your catering needs. No matter how many people, Tremonti's Meat and Seafood, connect on Facebook and Instagram or stop by on Jefferson Highway. They'll take care of you for all of your catering needs. Small group, large group, it does not matter. We're going to talk about the LSU Tigers and the New Mexico Lobos. Lobo is Spanish for wolf. This podcast also brought to you by K to Z Window Coverings. Blinds, shutters, shades, drapery. They do a super job all through South Louisiana. Their website is K2ZBlinds.com. You'll hear a commercial from them in just a minute. We're going to recap the victory over Mississippi State, a conference win. We'll get you ready, set for the matchup with New Mexico. It'll be the first time those two schools have ever competed in football. And as we always do on your LSU Tiger football update, we'll have key players, key numbers, key stats. We'll run all of that down for you as well. Don't forget Tremonti's for all your catering needs. And if you like to bet on football, college football, NFL, it does not matter. Go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. On your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Check out that website. Our consultants are hitting 74% of their picks. Let's hear a quick message from our good friends at K to Z Window Coverings, and then we'll be back for your LSU Tiger football update. You are listening to Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan. Stay tuned. K to Z
Window Coverings. Looking for blinds, shades, plantation shutters, or draperies? Then call now for your free in-home consultation. 791-1220. Brandon Barton and his team have over 20 years of experience in window treatments and can get you exactly what you're looking for. K2Z offers free estimates anywhere in Baton Rouge and the surrounding area, and installation of our products is always free. Call 791-1220 or K2ZBlinds.com. K2Z Window Coverings.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK, your LSU football update. Hey, let's back it up. Last week, the Tigers had an impressive win. Great adjustments at halftime. The defense was incredible in the second half against the air raid offense of Mike Leach and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. LSU comes away with the 31-16 victory in Tiger Stadium. Great way to open conference play, obviously, against a tough offense to defense. Give Matt House, your defensive coordinator, and the defensive staff all the credit in the world for making some cool halftime adjustments and really stifling that Bulldog offense, which has got the ability to score a lot and score quickly. So it was a team win. Still some things to clean up. They had some true freshmen started. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it's a win, first win at home in conference play for Brian Kelly, and you got it done against Mississippi State. That's a good thing. Impressive game, big crowd at Tiger Stadium. Moving forward, the Tigers will play this Saturday night, kickoff set for 6:30, against the New Mexico Lobos. That's right, the New Mexico Lobos will come to town, and they will be the first ever meeting in football between these two sports. They are from the Mountain West Conference. They currently 2-1. Their head coach is Danny Gonzalez. He starts his third year at New Mexico. Career record 7-15. They are 2-1 this year, so they are showing some improvement. They won last week against Texas El Paso 27-10. Anyway, Tigers move forward. They enter this New Mexico game having won 10 straight and 59 of its last 60 games against non-conference opponents in Tiger Stadium. Let me replay that for you. It's a little jumbled. Here we go. They play in New Mexico, and they have won 10 straight and 59 of its last 60 against non-conference opponents in Tiger Stadium. They've won 8 straight games, including 2 this year when reaching the 30-point level. LSU safety Jay Ward earned SEC Defensive Player of the Week honors for his performance against Mississippi State. 11 tackles, 1.5 tackles for a loss, and he had an INT near the end of the game. LSU defensive end B.J. Ojulari earned SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week honors the third time in his career for his play against Mississippi State. He had 4 tackles, 2.5 tackles for a loss, 1.5 sacks, and 2 quarterback hurries. On the other side of the ball, in 3 games as LSU's starting quarterback, Jaden Daniels has accounted for 8 touchdowns, 6 passing, 2 rushing. He's completed 70% of his passes for 556 yards, 6 touchdowns, and most importantly, no interceptions. He also leads the team in rushing with 225 yards and 2 touchdowns. In his LSU debut, Daniels became the first quarterback in school history to pass for 200 yards and rush for 100 yards in a game decided in regulation. In 10 fourth quarter possessions as LSU's quarterback, Daniels has led the Tigers to 7 scoring drives, 6 touchdowns, and 1 field goal. LSU started 3 true freshmen last week versus Mississippi State. Left tackle Will Campbell, right tackle Emory Jones Jr., and tight end Mason Taylor. Emory Jones Jr., the big guy from Catholic High in Baton Rouge. How about special teams open field tackle? He's only 6'6", 335, running around like a youngster, a skinny guy out there. What a player. Will Campbell at left tackle, Emory Jones Jr. at right tackle. That could be the setup for a long time for LSU football. 2-3 years, maybe a fourth year. Who knows? Offensively, LSU is averaging over 439 yards per game, 193 rushing, 246 passing, and 39.7 points per game. Defensively, the Tigers are allowing 313 yards per game. They're limited opponents to just 5 of 8 in the red zone, 3 touchdowns, 2 field goals. Jay Ward leads the Tigers in tackles with 19, while safety Major Burns has 17 tackles and 2.5 tackles for a loss to his credit. 8 players have been credited with at least a half a sack, with Harold Perkins, B.J. Ojulari, and Savion Jones leading the way with 1.5 each. Here are some key numbers for you. 5. Our first key number is 5. Dating back to last year, LSU has started a different combination on the offensive line in 5 straight games. The last 2 last season and the first 3 this season. Your next key number, 6. 6 is the number of fourth quarter TD drives led by Jaden Daniels this year out of 10 possessions. And your final key number, 45. LSU has thrown at least 1 touchdown pass in 45 straight games. That is the longest streak in school history. So it's the Tigers and the Lobos on Saturday. Again, kick 6:30 on the SEC Network app Plus or ESPN Plus. You'll be able to check out this non-conference matchup. As I mentioned, first meeting ever between these two schools in football. Be interesting to see. Should be a good crowd. And we'll see if the Tigers can get it done before returning to conference play the following week. Of course, we'll tell you all about that on next week's LSU update. So, Brian Kelly, the Tigers, they keep working hard and they keep getting better. I think Jaden Daniels is going to get better as things go on. There have been a few times when he steps up, he's not looking downfield, he takes off running maybe a hair too early. Easy for me to coach from the sofa at home. Easy for me to coach from my desk in my office. But a lot of people would agree with that follow the game of football on a close basis. So, I think he's going to get better. I think he's the guy this week. LSU is a 30-point favorite. 30 points, that's a big number. I think the Tigers will play a little bit, name that score. You could see Nussmeier in the game. Hopefully he can have a better performance than he did when he got into the Southern contest a couple of weeks ago. But look for a lot of guys to play. Look for LSU to score a lot of points. We'll see how the defense does. And as they did last week against Mississippi State, please note and be aware and watch for those key adjustments at halftime by the coaching staff if they are needed. If you don't need to make adjustments, you keep doing what you're doing. I look for the Tigers to win big. Hey, if you like to bet on college football or the NFL, the sports consultants at meatandpotatoesusa.com are hitting 74% of their picks. It's all documented. You can check the leaderboard at meatandpotatoesusa.com. We're not a gambling site. We don't take bets, but you can buy a pick. If it's not a winner, we give you your money back. That's simple. You buy the pick from one of the 4 sports consultants. If it's not a winner, you get your money back, or you get a free pick from any of the consultants going forward. Your option. Most people get another pick. We do give money back when we miss it. Also, don't forget our good friends at K2Z Window Coverings. Their website is ktozblinds.com. K2Z Blinds.com. Check them out. And Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge for all of your catering needs, your lunch specials, tremendous wine and liquor selection. Tremonti's Meat and Seafood. Hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. K to Z Window Coverings, also Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram if you want to check that out. Patronize those sponsors. They help us put together Talking Sports with TK. Please share this podcast with all your friends. We got several podcasts every week. We got free picks from Anthony Gallo and Trey Blossman near the end of the week. You can always scroll back and check out previous podcasts. Please get it wherever you get your podcast. We're available on over 20 platforms, including all the major platforms. And you can always connect with me on social media to make sure you get a link, or hit me up with a question, or if you're having trouble finding Talking Sports with TK. My name is Tommy Krysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel. And if you're on TikTok, search for the oldest dude on TikTok, Talking Sports with TK. You'll find me on TikTok. One other thing for you to do. I host a Hold the Rope show with Skip Burtman and Dan Canterbury. It's a YouTube thing. If you're on YouTube, go to YouTube and subscribe to Hold the Rope with Skip and Cano. It's a dynamite show. It's fun. It's got great stories. It's unbelievable. Great guests. Hold the Rope with Skip and Cano. Subscribe to that on YouTube, and you can also contact me through social media, and I can make sure you get to the right spot and get the correct link. That's going to do it for this episode of Talking Sports with TK. We thank Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge, as well as K to Z Window Coverings for their continued support. And I thank you for listening and sharing this podcast and telling all your friends about it. I'm Tommy Krysan, and you have been listening to Talking Sports with TK. We will talk to you again soon.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.